Hello. In opposition to our proposal, Apple states that it has already provided the information that our proposal seeks in its existing disclosures. The company told the Securities and Exchange Commission the exact same thing when it asked for permission to keep our proposal out of this annual meeting, claiming it had already, quote, substantially implemented the proposal, end quote. But the SEC disagreed with Apple, stating, and I quote, "The company has not substantially implemented the proposal," end quote. I'm sure the company understands there are penalties for making false or misleading statements in proxy solicitations. Unfortunately, it is too late if shareholders want to change their votes after being lied to, as voting is cut off immediately after proposal presentations. Of course, this is fully in character for Apple's leadership. After all, they've kept the climate propagandist Al Gore on the board for over 20 years. A UK court ruled that his film, An Inconvenient Truth, contained at least 9 errors and called it Gore's apocalyptic vision and required guidance notes for students to counteract his one-sided views. Al Gore is the type of deceiver Apple likes to keep around to help with its disinformation, which Apple also likes to pretend it is against. Therefore, it's not surprising that the company would lie about fulfilling the terms of our proposal that addresses its mythical human rights disclosures. Fortunately, Apple makes extremely popular products that sell really well. They're mostly made by Chinese people in large factories. That is, unless there's a zero COVID crackdown, in which case the workers stop making them under a mass imprisonment campaign, as The Guardian called it. When that happens, Apple then joins in the Communist Fund and blocks file sharing between its Chinese customers who oppose lockdowns. From what I hear, the gulag comes next, or worse.